Right, we're about to kick off. The Warrington Wolves in their traditional primrose and blue shirts. The Rovers all in red with a blue band across the middle. They're playing, Warrington will kick off playing from right to left with the scoreboard, the electronic scoreboard behind them, and they're facing the Warrington Wolves supporters. It will be Gareth O'Brien will kick off, and we're off, we're underway here. Two left in the set of six. Harrison across to Myler, Myler to O'Brien, out to Ratchford, Ratchford to Atkins. Atkins sees a gap, and Atkins has gone through a paper-thin defence for a try. He's gone for Albert Kelly and Kieran Dixon as though they were not there, and that was awful defending, Andy. You can't say anything about that other than a shocking defence from Hawkinson.
Well, it was just paper-thin, right? I've got to admire Ryan Atkins' the determination. It wouldn't have mattered whether the defence was strong or weak on that occasion. He was going to challenge it, and the challenge wasn't met. So the nice interchange of play from the left to, from the right to the left, into the hands of Myler out the back, into the hands of O'Brien, and then a direct pass to Atkins, showing great line running, space awareness, and there was just no intention for an Hawkinson Rovers right side defender to stop Ryan Atkins. He just bolstered his way through.
Now Rovers in a great position here. Kelly out on that far side to Blair. Blair to Dixon. Dixon to Montolato. Montolato will overscoring for Rovers. A great try. Great work. The ball moved from right to left. And a short pass, and it was the big Josh Montolato who's dived in at the corner for a try. No video review. It's a try. Rovers are back in this one, Andy. Rovers 4, Warrington Wolves 6. Goal kick to come.
I actually think that's just reward for Hawkinson Rovers, having conceded that early 6 points. And we're talking about possibly the second set of the game, that they've worked really, really hard to get back into the game and contest the game evenly. Warrington have continued to get into the Hawkinson half and pose some threat, but the scramble defence has killed it. But Hawkinson Rovers have continually got forward. On this occasion, a sweeping move from right to left from the penalty has put Montolato in at the corner. A great piece of team play. Too many players involved, too many good decisions involved to name them all, but the outcome was Montolato, very courageous, dives into the corner and scores a very vital 4 points for Hawkinson Rovers.
Kelly kicks in his touch for Kensio. Kensio and Osby. Sio Staney! Sio will score a try for Hawkinson Rovers out of nothing. And Albert Kelly kicked to this right-hand touchline, and it was a challenge between Sio and Osby. Sio won that one, juggled the ball, and has gone over in the corner for a wonderful try. Hawkinson Rovers 8, Warrington Wolves 6. What about that one, Andy Kelly?
Fantastic piece of play. It was the artful dodger put the kick up, and in came Sio. He picked the pocket, so he's picked the goods out of Ormsby's pocket there. He stood waiting to receive the catch, but it was Sio, the more determined of the two. He got the forward momentum and picked the ball out of the air. So very, very well done. A great 4 points, gives them the lead, and they're starting to look like a side with a bit of confidence now.
Wadebza to Kelly. Kelly runs through a gap halfway through. Kelly, the battling scrum half, is held right on the line here, and he's been manhandled. Surely must be a penalty, and yet another penalty. There must be a team warning coming soon here.
They're going to take the two as well. They're going to take what's on offer. Although, Albert Kelly, yeah, it looked like he were wanting to tap it, but they brought Montolato over. Albert Kelly will hand the ball to him, and he'll get a kick at goal, just what, 2 or 3 metres to the right of the post, yeah, and very kickable for such a competent kicker.
So can Josh Montolato extend this lead to 6 points? He does indeed, straight between the sticks. It's Warrington Wolves 6, Hawkinson Rovers 12, with a penalty from Josh Montolato. A try and two goals to the big Australian wingman, and Hawkinson Rovers now have turned that 6 point deficit down into a 6 point gain, and we approach 4.5 minutes for half time. So at half time, Rovers have got a lead here, and how precious will that be, Andy? Warrington 6, Hawkinson Rovers 12.
Well, it's incredibly precious, Harvey, you know, to be 6-0 down against a side as potent and as threatening and physical as Warrington is daunting enough, but to come back from that post yourself 12 unanswered points going into the half-time break and be 12-6 up is vitally important. I've just put a ringer actually around the back three of Hull Kingston Rovers. I always think that the front row lay the platform and they get the plaudits for it. But when you've got a rear guard action going on, those edge defenders, Leroya, Graham Horn and Tyrone McCarthy, have to come up with the goods. And I think today they've been outstanding for Hull Kingston Rovers.
10 out from Budebza into Leroya. Leroya charges his way to that line. It takes four blue shirts to hold him up. Right on the line. He's going over the line. He's going to hold it up. Is it going to be a try?
I'm going to definitely have a look at it.
He's going to have a look at that one. If it's not a try, it's a knock on.
Leroya is given no try. Leroya, if you look, has taken quite a long time to get back to his feet. Almost ruefully getting back to his feet. I'm not sure he thinks he's scored. Players are very good at selling the try these days.
Monaghan's having a word with Silverwood. We're going to have a look at this one from... it's a try. That looks a try from here. I don't think there's any dispute in that, Andrew.
The only thing they'll look at now is whether or not they'll deem the tackle was complete, but to me he's still moving.
But has he put the ball hand to the ground?
But has the ball carrying hand gone to ground and then it's a second effort? So they'll have to look at that.
No, I don't think it's down. Yes, it's a try. Leroya has scored. As we thought looking at that replay, there was no doubt in my mind. And Kevin Leroya has scored Rovers' third try, and they now have clear water ahead of them. 16-12, goal kick to come. What a start to the second half, Andy.
Oh, unbelievable, because you can't deny again that Hull Kingston Rovers are under pressure on their own line. Two errors in the carry-out sets on their own 40 brought Warrington forward, but they defended manfully again, willingly again, and then they pushed themselves upfield. That important passage of play where they won the scrum from the kick chase and then the try. So, you know, Hull Kingston Rovers working really hard. This is a real big team effort.
Penalty, must take the two. Got to take the two, Andy. Poor play from Warrington. Stripped the ball in the tackle. 20 metres out, right in front of the sticks. This could be a game killer. You mean that Warrington will have to score three times, Andy?
Well, it's just common sense to take the points, isn't it? They're on offer, yeah. This is a great return for Hull Kingston Rovers.
Who would have thought that after 1 minute, 6-0 down? In fact, after 10 minutes, 6-0
and
down.
And they looked so, like I said, they looked so nervous and anxious. They were forcing the pass. They looked like they wanted to win the game within the first 10 minutes, having gone 6-0 down. But once they've settled down, Hull Kingston Rovers, I think they've been fantastic value.
Just
massive tackle.
Tackle there, shoulder. So it will be Mantellato to hopefully get his... his fourth successful kick of the afternoon, and he duly obliges. Warrington Wolves 6, Hull Kingston Rovers 20. That's right, Warrington 6, Hull Kingston Rovers 20. Ball's moved out to the left-hand side, to Myler. Myler goes on his own, is he over the line? Myler is held up over the line. They think it's a try to the Warrington players. And Silverwood's going to go up, they're all clapping Myler. He's given a try.
Myler's again, I always go on the player's reaction. Myler looks convinced he's scored. I thought that Richard Silverwood's body shape as he looked towards his touch judge was, I'm prepared to give it, and maybe the touch judge just said, have a look.
He should have been tackled with three Rovers players round him, one of the smallest players on the pitch.
But there's a try.
That's a try, yeah. There's no problem in that one. That's a try to, I should be very surprised if that try is not given. So Myler's given Warrington a bit of a hope back into this one here with a try. Really defensively poor, it must be said. Rovers have defended so well for the last 50 or so, Andy, but three men around, one of the smallest players on the field, you would have thought they would have had ample
Leroya, who's been very good defensively on the edge, just overran that a little bit, so couldn't get his body weight onto Myler, and Myler was able to squirm between them all and get the try to the point. They've defended the line very well, but conceding the scrum 10 metres out was always going to be a tough order. Warrington are not dead and won't give this up.
They're right on the Rovers line, just left of centre. Ball swung across field to his right hand side, here to Ratchford. Ratchford to Monaghan. Monaghan dives in, that's no try, surely. In fact, the referee's held it up, and Budebza, he's given no try as Silverwood. Got some despairing defensive work there, but It looked like Monaghan, who's gone right into the hoarding boards here. We can see it on the television screen. It's in front of us on this right-hand side. But he's taking a hefty knock there, trying to... I don't think there's any chance of him scoring from what I saw, Andy, to be
fair.
It'd
be miraculous. It'd be one of those tries where you just draw breath and gasp it.
He's dropped the ball.
There's your separation. Oh!
The Warrington supporters and the players are jumping in there.
Unbelievable.
If that's a try, that is absolutely incredible. His whole body is out of the field of play, and he's just got from his elbow to his wrist is the only part of his body that's in play. He's lost the ball, but he's recovered it before it's touched the ground.
Oh, his hand's short of the ball. If he scored this, forget Monaghan, just call him Clark Kent, Superman, because that is an unbelievably athletic effort, with or without a try on the back of it.
It's another feature of the game.
Since they took the corner flag out of play, the wingers are just exceptionally athletic and very, very good at trying to get those tries. It's come up millimetres short if he hadn't got it down. Unbelievable effort.
Good effort, but Rovers will breathe again. No try. It's the red and whites who cheer that decision. They're right underneath that to Rovers line here. O'Brien to Myler. Myler to Curry. And Curry goes over for a try. And that will reduce the deficit to 16 points to 20. And that basically came from that scrum down. The ball was worked well onto that left-hand side. It was Myler who drew the defence, and Curry went in for what was a simple try. And it really is game on now, Andy.
It is game on, and if you think the last time Warrington got a starting position, it was on as good as that. It was very similar. It was on the Hulkingston Rovers defensive 10. And again, within two, three tackles of actually getting possession, they've moved the ball over to the left-hand side, and the result of the last possession was a try. And again, it's reaped rewards for them on this occasion. Another 4 points for Warrington. Kick to come. If he puts the kick over, there's just that one penalty, that two-point deficit that they would have to make up. I just think Hulkingston Rovers got the numbers wrong there. They've got too few numbers out to the right where the biggest threat was, and just Albert Kelly in the centre and wing.
Lunt from acting halfback will push the ball in field to Walker. Walker sensibly drives it forward. No, nothing too dramatic. The drop goal of not much importance here. They just need to get a good little run. Lunt dances from acting halfback. Is he over, Lunt? He's over. I think Lunt could have done it for the Rovers. He thinks he scored. What's Silverwood doing? He's given a try. That could be the match winner. Rovers with a video referee's decision to come could have just booked their place in a Wembley Cup final here. Sean Lund thinks he's scored. Warrington are packed behind that goal. They don't look too happy. That could be it, Andy.
It could be it. They'll look at this 101 times. It'll just keep looking at. So Lund's challenged the line. He's spun out. He's gone to deck. Now the decision. Oh, no. That's tackle complete.
That'll be no try, no.
I think that's a penalty.
Yeah, it was a good effort.
I wouldn't go too far. Well, we're cheering now as we see the try scored on the screen. It is all going to come back again to that sequence.
Rovers think they've scored. They're just all going to be congratulated.
To me, the tackle's complete there.
His ball out, carrying out. Yeah, he's been tackling, he's got up and made another movement.
The next bit is fine. He definitely grounds the ball. He definitely scores the try in respect of the second phase of his effort.
But Silverwood gave it, didn't he?
We've got to deem now whether or not, at this point that we're looking at on the screen, is that tackle made complete? There's contact on the floor. Does he get up clean? I'm not sure.
This is a big, big, big decision here. This is a game decider.
Now we're looking at the grounding, and the grounding's fine.
They might give the try then.
If they're looking at the grounding again, and I think the grounding looks fine to me.
This will be Rovers on their way to Wembley. If we get the TRY,
they're going to give the try.
They're going to look at Lunt. Is it a try? Yes! Rovers are at Wembley. The try to Sean Lunt. It took a long, long age to give that try. But Sean Lunt is going to be the hero of East Hull tonight. Mantellato just needs to slot this one over. 10 to the left-hand side of the post. And what a shock we've had here. They defied all the odds. Have Rovers.
So Campese air punching here in the stand.
He suddenly recovers to play at Wembley. So Mantellato, this is the game. Warrington supporters realise it's over. They're drifting away. Their Wembley hopes of a return to play Leeds for the third time is evaporating, and it will totally evaporate in this kick from Josh Mantellato. 10 to the side of the post. Right footed kick. He's kicked 4 already. So Mantellato puts it between the posts, and they know that they're on their way to Wembley now. And that's it. It's taken to ground, and Hull Kingston Rovers have won here in an incredible game. The second semi-final, they will be playing Leeds Rhinos at Wembley on August the 29th. They've beaten Warrington Wolves by 26-18.